Moments later, I eased my head onto her leg and wiggled forward until my left front paw joined the right one. She started rubbing me behind the ears and stroked me under the chin, and gee, it was so nice being close to her. I forgot all about the Dungeon of Doom and why we were going to town. I closed my eyes and listened to the hum of the motor and forgot all my troubles, and the next thing I knew, the pickup slowed to a stop. We were already in town. I sat up and glanced around, expecting to see a huge stone castle with buzzards circling above it, and Rudy the dungeon keeper snapping his whip, and a bunch of naughty little mutts begging their masters to take them home. But that's not what I saw. In front of me was a broad field of green grass and trees, shrubs and pretty flowers. We had come to City Park, of all places, and it appeared that someone was having a picnic. There were maybe 20 cars parked along the curb, and out in a wide grassy area, I saw a crowd of people with dogs on leashes. The people were chattering and laughing, and in the middle of it all stood Rudy Teacher, looking pleasant and charming and, well, kind of normal. I shot a glance at Slim. This was obedience school? Why hadn't he told me it would be a picnic in the park? I mean, I had spent the past 24 hours worrying myself sick and preparing for some kind of... Okay, you thought they were sending me to some kind of awful experience in a dungeon, right? And maybe for a little while I thought so too, but sometimes our imaginations run wild, see, and we worry about, well, silly things. I took a deep breath of fresh air. You know, maybe this school wasn't going to be so bad after all. Slim and Viola got out of the picket. Slim said, "Come on, Hank, let's go meet your classmates." Classmates? Gee, that had a nice sound to it. I crept across the seat, looked around in all directions, and hopped down. Slim gave the leash a tug, and the three of us strolled over to the crowd. I was breathing easier now. You know, it's funny, all the crazy things a guy imagines when he's facing a situation that's new and different. Ha ha! Dungeon keepers, torches on the walls, torture chambers, ha ha ha! We melted into the crowd, and Viola struck up a conversation right away. She introduced Slim to someone, and all at once they were chatting. And get this, Rudy saw us and came over to say hello. And to my complete amazement, he told Viola the story about how I had, the dead squirrel incident. The day before, he'd been ready to throw me out of school, but now he told it as a funny story on himself. He even rubbed me on the head and said, "That was a good one, Hank. It just took me a while to laugh about it." Well, that took a big load off my mind. I mean, you don't want to start a school when the teacher already hates you. This deal was looking better and better, and all at once, I felt a rush of new confidence. Going to dog school just might turn out to be a lot of fun, and I just might turn out to be the star student. Why not? I mean, consider my long list of skills and qualifications. Experience running a big ranch and serving as head of the security division. Dashing good looks, charm, wit, intelligence, patience, good manners, and the kind of dashing good looks that always made a big impression on the lady dogs. Someone had to finish at the top of the class. I figured it might as well be me. I glanced around at my new classmates. A cute little Pomeranian gal sat nearby, so I turned to her and gave her a wolfish smile. "Hank the cow dog, head of ranch security. Big day, huh? What's your name, sugar pie?" She looked me over and curled her lip.
"Alexandra, where did they find you, at the city dump?"
Then she turned to a dog next to her and whispered,
I was afraid of this. They're letting in riffraff.